Happy Monday morning, everybody. This is Sam Ellard Sports Station, back for another edition. And today I've got golfing expert Jack Silver with me as we look back at the US PGA Championships and back-to-back majors for Rory McIlroy. McIlroy battled back from a poor start to the final day to claim his second straight major title in the fading gloom of Valhalla with a one-shot victory over Phil Mickelson. Jack, McIlroy, he's on the verge, isn't he, of golfing greatness?
McIlroy, he's already golfing great. He's a world-class player. There was no doubt in my mind that he was going to win it this weekend. Even when he was not in the lead, he was, I think, three shots behind yesterday at one point. But no doubt in my mind, he always had that one in the bag. He is already a world-class player. He's in the top four youngest players to ever win the Grand Slam of all four majors, and that man is onto unbelievable things.
Jack, what about though McIlroy's stunning eagle on the par 5 10th to go 14 under? His second shot to get on that green and you know, to be so close to the pin, it was just a thing of beauty, wasn't it?
World class. All at that is all I'm going to say about McIlroy. He is world class. He is looking like Tiger did when he was on the prowl, and McIlroy is what the future of golf is. He is absolutely sensational and he's a joy to watch.
Yeah, I mean, the Northern Irishman parred the final hole for a 3-under 68 to finish on 16-under for the tournament. What did you make of McIlroy's performance yesterday, Jack? A bit of a mixed bag. He struggled on the front nine, but then he was fantastic on the back nine.
Yeah, struggled a bit on the front nine. I think he made a bogey early on, and he just couldn't seem to quite get it together. However, on that 10th hole when he made that eagle, there was, I don't think, any doubt in anyone's mind that he wasn't going to be winning it or in a playoff and then winning it. It was just always going to happen. He's on form. The crowds were supporting him and Mickelson, but I think obviously Mickelson's the crowd favourite because he's American. However, Rory, great champion, and everyone loves it when Rory wins because he is the future of golf.
I mean, Jack, would you say that shot for the eagle part? I mean, the shot to get on the green is so close to the pin. Was that, you know, the crucial moment in McIlroy's final round?
Yes, definitely, 100%. It was the crucial moment. It was an unbelievable shot. Nice putt to get the eagle. And it was the turnaround point, 100%.
I mean, Jack, I don't know if you agree with me when I say this, but I think, you know, the thing which impressed me most about McIlroy's game, you know, especially recently over the last couple of months, is his temperament. I think we all know that McIlroy has the game. But, I mean, I think, you know, over the past couple of years, maybe at times, you know, he's let his head drop too easily. You know, he boils under the pressure. But I think, you know, professionalism yesterday really came into the game. Again, there was a time, especially after a poor front nine where he was trailing, but he stuck to his game, didn't he, Jack, and used his experience to really, you know, again, have a good back nine and win the tournament.
Yes, definitely. He has a lot of experience, Rory. He's been in tough positions before. And he's not come out on top before, of course, like all golfers haven't. However, over this past, he has had the most phenomenal summer in golf I think anyone has ever had. He's won back-to-back majors, he's won three competitions on the run. Rory is just, he is the future of golf.
Future and the present of golf.
And the present of golf.
Yeah, I mean, it's obviously back-to-back majors now. Again, he's still so young, McIlroy. Do you think he can become the greatest golfer of all time?
That's hard to say now. However, within the next sort of 1 to 2 years, he's definitely got the potential to become the greatest player of all time. He's got the skills, he's got the temperament, he's a good sportsman, and I think he does have the potential to become the greatest player of all time. However, he's just got to keep himself focused. He's only 25 years old. He's got another 10 to 15 years left competitively in golf. So who knows? We'll see what happens.
McIlroy trailed Ricky Fowler by 3 shots as he turned for his back nine. Jack, a quick word on Fowler. I mean, another magnificent display at a major, and, you know, another top 5 finish at a major. He's finishing the top 5 at all 4 majors this year. I mean, what a fantastic couple of days for Fowler.
Fowler, unbelievable. He's got Butch Harmon as his new coach, who teaches him not just how to play the game, but to have the right mindset. And he's basically an all-round coach for Fowler. And it's worked dramatically for him. He's improved unbelievably over the last year. Just like no one really backed him in the first couple of majors of the year. But I think in this one, the odds were much lower because they realised how good he was actually becoming. Obviously, you said top 5 finish in all 4 majors. And personally, yesterday, I think he hit probably one of the top 10 greatest shots of all time, which was the 212-yard
putt. Oh, that was magnificent, wasn't it? Magnificent.
God knows how he got that onto the green.
I think even the commentators were saying, I think one of them said there's just no way he's going to manage to get this on the green, and somehow he managed to do it.
It was a 212-yard 9-iron hook, which is just outrageous. Yeah. Absolutely outrageous. That, for me, is in my probably top 5 shots of all time.
Was there at any point during yesterday's final round, Jack, that you thought, because obviously Fowler up against, you know, Mickelson, Stenson, McIlroy experienced players, was there, you know, any point during the final round where you thought that Fowler could go on and win it?
Yes, there was a possibility. He did have the lead by himself for a couple of holes. Personally, I couldn't see anyone other than Rory winning it. He was always the favourite. Even when he was 13 under and the leaders were 15 under, after that eagle, no doubt, there was no doubt in my mind, I don't know about anyone else's, that Rory was going to win.
Yeah, let's now talk about Phil Mickelson, the old guard. Of course, he had the Valhalla crowd behind him, rooting for him all the way. Again, he had obviously a very strong final day, did Mickelson. Did you sense it was going to be his day, Jack?
Mickelson's performance was absolutely fantastic. Mickelson thrives over pressure. He loves the crowd cheering him on. He hit a few loose drives he hit one to the left of the driver, and it was just in the rough, in the second cut of rough, which was a bit unlucky for him, so he couldn't get the spin on his ball, which he would have probably liked to. Mickelson, world-class short game. He has the best short game in golf, and that chip on 18 was inches from going in. And yeah, if that would have gone in, who knows what would have happened.
The crowd would have gone wild, wouldn't it? And then, you know,
the crowd would have
put money on Mickelson probably to go on and win from that position, wouldn't you?
Sorry, repeat that.
I mean, if that putt went in, you know, with all the momentum Mickelson would have had, he could have gone on to win the tournament.
And Fowler also very close to getting the putt as well for the eagle on the last, yeah, and then Rory would have been under pressure.
Both aggressive putts, but they both had to go for the putts, didn't they? Both had to try and eagle the hole.
Yeah.
Okay, everyone, that's the end of part one. Part two, we're going to be speaking to Jack about who disappointed him over the last couple of days, who impressed him. Speaking about in more detail, Rory McIlroy, Henrik Stenson, and the forgotten man, Tiger Woods.